Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. This is Colton Smith,
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
And the Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we educate each other on films. Films that we have seen, films that we haven't seen, films that we think each other should see. The beauty of this club is that everyone can join in as long as you've got a sofa. We want you to become a member of our fabulous film club. Each week we're going to get together, we're going to talk about a film that we've watched this week, and we're going to get in the studio, we're going to chat about what we liked, what we loved, or what we hated. Today we are talking about Alien. But before that, how are we?
Very good, thank you.
We've moved out.
We've moved out, so yeah. After the first episode, now, we've gone our separate ways, and the lease was up on our flat.
Yep.
What were you laughing at?
You've gone into the full thing, the lease was up on our
flat. Well, it's like the statement we had to release, that we will remain the best of friends.
Oh, yeah, it went out all in the papers that we'd had a falling
out.
Did you fall out?
No.
They emailed me asking for a statement. So I was thinking, what can I send? And Jack said, perfect, just put, you found out that I'm your real dad, and it's really messed with my head.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk. We've got to move out. Yeah. It's too freaky.
So I think it just said in the paper that we'd moved out after a year of laughs, but we remain the best of friends.
Oh, hence the lease.
Do we? Oh, you've upgraded your friendship level to best.
Best of friends.
Well,
best
of friends. That's not what I said. It's the words of the Mail Online.
Right. Okay. So yeah, we've moved out. I've moved in with my girlfriend, thankfully.
Have you got your film set up?
I have a TV, if that's what you mean.
Big TV?
No, it's tiny.
Oh.
It's, what is it? It just comes with a flat. It's fully furnished.
Oh.
So the TV...
32-inch.
It's about that. It's about 32-inch.
And I'm still... I've taken 32-inch bush. The 65-inch from the flat.
Yours is more
ran.
Than double mine. More than double.
In many ways.
But, come on. Elephant in the room. Who have you moved in with?
I've moved in with the man on my left, Ben.
So that's awkward, isn't it?
It's a little bit like...
Am I now his father?
You're now his father.
It's a bit like the change...
That's awkward.
What is it the Queen does? The changing of the guard, the colour of troop or whatever. You've handed
the
me...
The colour of troop.
I've handed over the baton.
Of the colour.
I'm saying, I've had that for a year. You deal with
no,
that.
No,
you deal with that. The lease is up. Is that your avenue?
Yeah.
Have you... And we have an absolutely... That was the thing when we moved in, Coulson. Is you moved in, one, you placed a television that came with the flat in my bedroom. There was nothing in my bedroom. He placed the TV in my bedroom and went, oh, yours came with a TV. And then I looked at the pictures on the internet and he didn't. So we put that in because he didn't have any place to put it. And then you got your television up in that lift and it is bigger than the wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
but that means that our flat is the home. It's our sofa.
It's
our
so
home.
So when we watched Alien, so this was the first time we're away from home. We're in the new home.
The new home. New
to
stadium.
Watch, new stadium. We've got the sofa. You've got the corner and the poof.
Corner, poof, blanket.
Blanket. Mm. Jack, you're in the middle.
I'm the sandwich.
You're the filling. You get blanket and poof.
I get a bit of his blanket.
You get a bit of his blanket and a bit of his poof.
I can put my heel on. Basically, that's the most I get.
I get the chaise longue.
The chaise longue.
The endo. But because I get the chaise longue, I don't get blanket and I don't get poof.
No.
That's
I've had the shit stick. Absolutely.
But you're playing away, really. It's mine. Me and Ben are at home. You're playing away.
This is an away fixture.
I suppose, yeah.
So you sit in the middle.
Yeah.
So we had our places to watch Alien. Are we going to bring up looking at a phone while you watch a film?
Mm. Yeah.
Because you do that, don't you, Coulson?
I have been known to.
For the majority of the film, if you get bored?
Not when watching
it with
you.
I don't even think it's a boredom thing. I think it's just a natural reaction. It's a habit.
Mm.
It is an addiction.
For this Alien showing, we banned all phones,
didn't
we?
Phones were in the bedroom, yeah.
Yeah, literally different room. Yeah. We had to put it in a different room.
And it worked.
It did.
So that is the rules from now on. Whenever we're watching a film that's for the podcast, it's
not. Do you know what? I think that would be interesting for the three people who are listening. Whether they watch films. What did we see in the gym today?
Brilliant. You'll love this. So, Guy, why? He might be our number one listener. Guy, wireless headphones, yeah? Oh, walking around, texting in one hand with his iPad.
No. What did he do when he moved to the machine? He moved over to the machine. He brought an iPad with him. So I thought, well, he's doing a bit of business. He places the iPad in front on the wall. What's he got on the iPad?
Iron Man.
Oh, my God.
He's watching Iron Man, wireless headphones, chest press, then on his phone.
And then he starts sending an email.
What's he doing on his phone?
Hanging out on Instagram.
But he's got background Iron Man.
He's got background Iron Man. Bear in mind, he's still lifting weights. I'm still gymming, yes. He's doing all that. I'd never seen that. Even Coulson was shocked.
And then Ben laughed in his face. He had to walk away.
God. I did laugh in his face.
God. I've never done that. Just put a film on for
the gym.
No, well, I've never done that either. But I've never put a film on for background. You know, like people go,
yes.
Yeah, put a film on. Not really bothered what it's like. Kind of take it as I leave it. I'll get up and do some stuff, and it's on. No, if I'm putting a film on, I'm putting a film on. That's
hold on. That is an interesting point, because me and Jack, I would say watch a film, and it's only when we started watching films with you, watch films in a different way, don't we?
Yes.
Me and Jack sit down to a film we want to watch. Mm. And for that 2 to 3 hours, we watch it.
Yeah.
And we watch it all the way through.
Yeah.
You flick on a film, which you can come in and out of.
Yeah.
And when we watched Alien, slow start. They're waking up in the spaceship, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, it was even slower than that.
Yeah.
Because there was obviously the opening credits.
Yes.
Which goes on for about 3 minutes.
Yes.
Which is a long time, Ben.
And during...
This is without a phone. Because I could have looked at 1,000 Instagram pictures of a dog.
During that 3 minutes, I did yawn a few times and Jack was already...
But you were going into a coma because she had engorged yourself in a pan of pasta.
I mean...
Hadn't you?
So,
pan of pasta and then the garlic bread with cheese, but then you were nearly sick.
The share and tear.
No, I was nearly
sick. Share and tear.
The share and tear. There
wasn't
a share. And don't you tear it. This is mine. This is mine. No one duchy.
So I've tried to be nice here and I thought, if you're coming around to watch a film, do you know what? I'm going to make a bit of effort. I'm going to cook for you. So I've cooked. I've gone the full shebang. We've got tagliatelle, we've got meatballs, we've got the tear and share garlic bread, and this is how you treat me.
Yeah. What I thought was funny is you'd not eaten for a bit, had you? You'd not eaten for a while.
Okay, I know where this is going.
You know where this is going. He'd not eaten for a bit, and he was preparing the food, and time was getting on. It was like 8 o'clock at this point.
It was late, yeah.
It was getting on for late, and so much so that you'd not had anything to eat, you started to feel a bit sick. I think your stomach started to eat itself.
Bit like Alien.
A bit like Alien.
Which was extraordinary. You hadn't seen the film, but you suddenly became John Hurt and you were going to throw up in the basin. Would John Hurt throw up a garlic bread? But without knowing what the film's about, you went, I'm going to be ill. And I'm thinking, oh no, quick, get him on the Formica counter, get a spoon in his mouth. It's coming out.
So I say, I'm going to be ill. And then the next thing I know, Jack's got his phone out recording it. You're going on about Alien, the film that I haven't seen yet, saying, is an alien going to come out? When all I'm really concerned about is the fact that I'm going to be sick. Luckily, Emergency Apple.
Emergency Apple.
Save the day.
Emergency
Apple. Got us through.
Yeah.
I cooked for both of you.
It was
you
very
loved
nice.
It. It was great.
It was good.
And then we got into the film.
We got into the film. So the credits are slow. So I suppose what I'm trying to say is, what we're trying to look at is that pace of that film. We talked about Hannah Montana. So that's high octane. You didn't look at your phone then. High octane, it's coming at you, isn't it? Songs. Mm. A lot going on. A lot visually going on. Alien sets the scene very quickly, which is this slow burn of a film. The way the credit came up and you started to watch. What, at that point, were you already bored? Or did you think, actually, I'm going to stick with this?
No, I was well up for sticking with it. I was noticeably tired. Like, I did yawn a few times, and we'll talk about... Yeah. There was a point, obviously, where we had to stop the film.
We needed a break, yeah. Didn't we?
We needed a break. But since then, I got the second wind. But the opening titles, I know I was in it, and I enjoyed it. It was quite slow, and then I didn't really understand what was going with the lines, and
it's
then the
like
lines spelled alien.
Before anyone speaks.
Yeah.
It's just showing you the spaceship, isn't it?
And all I get is you two looking at me going, is he asleep? Is he asleep?
We're looking for your reaction to see whether you're in it as well.
Yeah, but to be fair, Coulson, you'd constructed a whole pillow armchair in the corner with the poof and the blanket.
You were virtually
It was
in
up
bed.
To 100 degrees. You were virtually absolutely in bed.
In bed.
But and then we had to take everything off for you to watch it. Jack, do you want to give us a little slight
synopsis
of what it's about?
It's a spaceship. The passengers, there's about six or seven. Yeah, I think they've been collecting minerals or something, haven't they? Things from a different planet. Set in the future, it's like 2037, something like that. And they're on their way back to Earth when they get a message saying, distress call, they've found some sort of life on this planet, you have to go check it out. They have to go and check it out. They go and check it out. They find a spaceship there, and they're like, what the hell is this? They go to investigate the ship, and it turns out they find life on the planet, and it's not life that they wanted to find.
Wow.
Well, that was good, actually.
That's all right,
wow. That was good.
That was really...
If there'd be more people here, you would have got a round of applause.
Yeah.
But what's amazing about this film... So John Hurt falls down, goes by... what we know now is an egg, this flower that opens.
Yeah.
And it bursts through into
his face.
On the face.
Loved that
the
bit.
The face hugger.
Face hugger.
Loved that bit. So when that film came out, I was alive. And I was quite young.
1979.
There are certain bits in that movie that everyone talked about. Two bits. That bit and the bit where it comes out.
Yeah.
Those were the two bits when you talked to your mates in school, and it was, bear in mind, it wasn't easy to go and see films in that day. You couldn't just flick up on the internet and just pretend, yeah, Mum, don't worry, it's a 12. You had to get into the cinema somehow. And those were the two bits that everyone talked about. You wait till you see that. And you didn't know anything about it, did you?
Didn't know a thing. I think one of the like big things, obviously midway through the film, I turned around to you and I went, why is he so strong? And then we found out that he was a robot later on. Like,
yes.
Because
Ian Holm was a robot.
Yeah. I, you know, didn't know anything about the film whatsoever. Mm. So it was the first time I'd seen it. And there isn't much similar to it.
Were you jumpy in parts, though?
No. There was two bits that made me jump. One on the corridor with the cat.
Oh, yes. That was good.
The cat was good. What about when Dallas goes down the ladders?
Turns
the wrong
with
way.
The flamethrower. Yeah.
Ah!
And it's there.
Yeah.
That's good.
That made us jump,
that
didn't
made
it?
Us jump.
And I've seen it loads, and we jumped.
The one at the end, when she's in the rescue pod, and you think it's part of the ship,
and it comes
and she
out.
She touches it, and it moves. Do you remember? And it comes outside.
Right at the end. So. For its time, was that like groundbreakingly scary?
Yes. And also, for its time, now you have all types of CGI and effects. Then you didn't. And not ones that would look any good. So he's having to make all the effects in camera. So it's a man dressed up in a costume. And then you can use certain bits of trickery, but essentially what he's doing is, it's like Jaws in space, making it very dark, very atmospheric. So that's what he does at the start of the film, is set the scene for you to feel tense and uneasy. So it pays off that you don't need to see the alien for a long, long time. And then when you do see it, you actually, it's almost a strobe effect. So you don't fully see it, do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what happens now, is you do see. So if there's a monster in a film, you do see it.
You see it, yeah.
And actually, and I suppose it's going back to that Hitchcock idea of whatever's in your mind is worse than what you're going to see. And that's what happened in Alien, is that the tension, by the time it bursts out of John Hurt's stomach, and I remember seeing it for the first time, the tension's being built. So then when it does come and it comes out and it races off, you have that moment where you breathe out and you go, oh, God. And then you go,
Oh, it's loose.
Oh, it's loose.
Yeah.
And it's in the ship.
I think every time you saw it in the film, it was just getting bigger, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then in the last scene, it's obvious, well, you don't know if it's full, but it's almost like a person-sized alien. Like, it's big and it looks scary.
The guy who did the alien in the costume, who's over 7 foot. He's massive. And he had to be massive because Sigourney...
Was he over 7 foot?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. Because Sigourney Weaver's like 6'2". So he had, it had to
what
be...
What did you just call her, Sigourney Weaver?
No.
You thought... Let's address this. Coulson, you thought it was a man.
No, because
you thought it was Sir Gorney Weaver.
Yeah. Because
his name was Gorney and he was a sir. We had to explain that the woman was actually the lead, and it's Sigourney Weaver.
Because Jack's on the phone and he goes, oh, yeah, we're watching Alien. And he goes, yeah, 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 Sigourney Weaver. So I'm thinking, and then I think when they, in the scene where they all wake up in the pod, I just turned around and went, so which one's Sigourney Weaver? And then you two lost your heads.
I went, her, and you went, it's a guy in it. I went, no, and you went, I thought it was Sir.
Gorney Weaver. Yeah. Like, Gorney's a name. And then halfway through the film, you fell asleep.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I didn't.
He was drifting. And in fairness to
you,
him,
were drifting, Rod. It was a complete...
He was drifting further into space than then. That's what he was doing. But you raised the alarm bell and you
said,
went, guys,
we need a break.
I'm nodding. And also, it didn't help. We had to turn all the lights out for atmos. Yeah.
We even had to blow the candles out because Ben said they were distracting. So we took this break and I went, I want a hot chocolate.
To get extra cozy.
Because when I feel tired, if I'm flying a plane or driving, I like to have a hot chocolate.
Because
it
wakes
me right up. But weirdly, it did.
It did. And before we started the film again, Ben made me hold my head out of the window.
Yeah, up at the balcony.
I had a good probably 3 second back. And Ben's going, when you yawn, it's because you need oxygen.
So suddenly I became a doctor. A doctor of sleep. I'll tell you what, it worked.
It did work. And then we had a full-on second wind.
The other thing we realised was that that cheap blanket we've got had just irradiated you to it.
I had to delayer, didn't I?
You had to delayer.
I went and put shorts on.
You went and put shorts on. And do we remember that for you?
Oh, yeah.
The full splay. Mid-alien. I didn't know what we were watching.
It was a full bollock scratch.
It was the alien coming out of Coulson's shorts. It was the full... I was thinking, God, I didn't know we had surround sound. And you sat there, full guns out. I'm a bit hot. With Sigourney Weaver is fighting a man in a costume.
God.
So
oh,
yeah,
funny.
But it worked. So blanket gone, change of shorts, window, hot chocolate,
and we stepped up then.
And I was in it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about? You insane Hollywood ass." So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life.
Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One of the things that I found really interesting that Jack said mid-film was they only had two corridors. Yeah. That was the whole set.
Yeah, virtually. I mean, they had the main hub bit and then the bit where they put John Hurt, you know, when he's in that coma.
Yeah, the kind of central part.
All the corridors, you see him going up and down. They just had two corridors in like an L shape. And what they did to make them look like different corridors, they just lit them different. And they just got Sigourney Weaver or whoever just running down the corridor, then they stopped, filmed it a different way to make it look like she'd turned a corner and she was going down a different corridor. It was clever.
But the whole set, like, looks mint.
Yeah.
And dark.
Yeah, and as a spaceship, and as a film from that long ago, like, it does look mint.
Also, what was very clever was, in that bit where John Hurt and it bursts out of his stomach.
Yep.
They film that like it is not being filmed. Like it's them eating, like a chat. And I think that's how they actually filmed it. So it lulls you into this place where you think you're not actually... You're watching just a scene. Mm. He's taken out that tension, whereas now they'd sort of make it a scene.
Yeah.
This is the scene. There, it was like they were sort of eating, they were chatting, they were laughing, and then suddenly he starts to throw up and the blood comes. And there's moments you can see in the actors' faces where they're not sure what's going on. And that, for me, is that part of that film that made it really feel like I was in there.
I think the actress who played the other female crew member...
The one who shouted a lot.
Yes.
Short hair.
She didn't know it was going to burst out.
No, I don't think she did. Do you remember she saw... Yeah, she got the blood on her face.
She got the blood.
She properly screamed. I don't know whether you jumped. Did you jump? You didn't jump. I think we would have known about it if you had.
No. Do you know what he did? I remember.
What?
Because you went mad at him. Chest burst. He paused it.
Oh, you did.
To talk about the scene.
You did.
And you went, don't pause it.
You did. You paused it. Oh, I remember.
As soon as it went out, like you were just pausing it, and I think you're going to make it some sort of shit joke about. It's like me being sick and my pasta.
It's like a Breno
now.
Coming out there. Oh, you did. You paused it. No pausing from now on.
Maybe I shouldn't have the remote.
So, Coulson, talk to us about what you thought of the film. By the end, you made some good points. It has a false kind of ending, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, what I really liked about the end is, obviously, I know because we're in the future that there's an Aliens 3, and when we were going to buy Alien on the PlayStation store, we had to go through about six different films.
Yeah.
So then when Alien was ending, I was like, oh, wait any minute and it's going to pop up and go, and it'll be like the obvious lead for the sequel. And what I liked was that never came, which I think shows a little bit about the time, because they obviously weren't going for a sequel. They just wanted to make a good film.
And all films now that you watch, we watch, of that kind of genre, of Marvel, always play for the sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, so many films, most films now that come out that have a story to them that isn't a story like based on a book, have a sequel.
Yeah.
Like, it just keeps going. It's all franchised. Yeah. And I liked that Alien, although it has come to that from popularity, they obviously didn't make it thinking, oh, we'll do another. Was it the same casting?
Well, I touched on that, though, didn't I?
So it's always Sigourney Weaver.
Yep.
Mm.
But
is it Ridley Scott directing it?
No, he just does the... He did the first and then Prometheus, didn't he?
Yes.
So he's obviously gone, I'm not doing the second.
No, James Cameron did the second.
Oh, is that an upgrade?
Well...
I don't think.
Ridley
not for
Scott
that kind of
did
film.
The first Terminator and James Cameron did the second Terminator, Judgment Day. But I prefer the second one. Maybe that's me growing up, but as a kid, Terminator 2 was miles better than the first.
They're films I've not seen.
Shotgun on the Bike.
What?
we'll have to watch. Yeah.
You've not seen Terminator 2?
They're films that I've not seen, so. Well, you've got to put it in, and we'll get it in an episode, surely.
It's like the golden goose with you, Coulson. You just haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
Well, it's mint.
A lot of people could envy him, because he's got a backlog now.
Hold on, I'm just going to throw something out here. Star Wars.
No.
Oh, wow.
I remember a conversation with Jack when we lived together.
Lord of the Rings.
I don't think so.
Oh, hello.
Not that I remember.
Hello. Oh,
I remember a conversation with Jack when we lived together when he said, I'm actually really excited because I get to see you go through Raging Bull? No.
Oof. Taxi Driver.
No.
Godfather.
But that's why we're doing this podcast, to talk about films, because I bet there's a lot of films you've not seen. And we'll find out. Alien rating out of 5.
Whoa!
No! What you've done there. Very smart. Because in the last podcast episode, you couldn't count. No. Suddenly you can. You've gone out of 5. No, it's out of 10.
Ratings out of 10. You can start.
Alien. I'm thinking whether it's an 8 or is it an 8.5.
See, that makes it awkward going forward.
I think 8.5. For me, 8.5. It's strong. And as sci-fi and aliens go, any sort of film that's come out with aliens, you're not beating that one. No matter how hard you try, that's the best. E.T., close second.
I like E.T. I have seen E.T.
Your rating?
Just because Jack's gone 8.5, I'm going to go 7.5.
Oh, my God. Wow, what would you have gone?
7.
Oh.
So I've rounded it up a little bit. I think it's a 7 just because I did enjoy it, but it still wasn't that. I'm not writing home about it.
Okay, 7. Stick with 7.
I'm happy with 7, but it's a good 7. It's not a begrudge. It's going to be probably lower scores than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, ben? I'm going solid 8. I'm not a big 0.5 person, if I'm honest. Oh, God, I like you just single digits for
Jack
out of 10.
It.
Jack started it, but I'm a bit more of a just solid eight for me.
So,
groundbreaking.
8 out of 8.
Oh, no. We've got Carol Vorderman again.
7 out of 7. 14 out of 8, which is 32?
24, 20. Oh,
well, it's out.
34, 40, 50, 60, 70. 90. I'm just trying to confuse you.
Right. They're trying to confuse me. So
okay, it's a score anyway. We'll put the score.
16.5 for the 8.
It can't be 24 again.
It's 23.5, I think.
See, the 0.5's mucked it around there.
What was it last time? 24? Did you get 24 last time? He did, didn't he, Montana?
Yes.
So with my 0.5, we're 0.5 up.
Yeah, okay, I should have given it another 0.5.
Well, no, we're not. But 0.5, you know what I mean.
So we made this complicated.
It's 23.5 out of 30.
Brilliant.
So, this week you've taught me about Alien. You've introduced me to that film, a film I'd never seen before. So, next week it's obviously my turn. So, that means I've got a film for us all to watch. Now, Jack hasn't got a clue what this is. I've kind of mentioned it to Ben.
Ooh, hold on. Let me look at his face when you tell him. I don't want to look away when you tell him.
We bought a zoo.
Oh my god.
It's an absolute belter.
Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson. It's absolutely brilliant.
He's got his head swollen off.
Oh, we bought a zoo.
Have you seen it?
I haven't.
And Ben, you've not seen it, have you?
I saw the trailer
and switched it off and bleached my eyes.
I smashed my television. We bought a zoo. Matt Damon looking at his most uncomfortable. So that's what we're watching.
And if you want to watch it, and you want to send us any questions about it, you can. And it's at Sofa Cinema Club on Twitter and Instagram. Watch it. You'll love it. Send us some questions. And then you can join us next week when we'll digest Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson. And some more pasta.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.